You're listening to Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.
Ed Sheeran in Adelaide.
That's I'm really kicking myself that I didn't get tickets to this. Like, obviously, you and I couldn't have gone, been off air the same day to see the same concert.
Yeah.
But I could have gone to Melbourne this weekend.
Yeah, you could have.
I'm really kicking myself because Ed Sheeran is great.
So he performed to a 65,000 crowd at Adelaide Oval.
So all of Adelaide?
Yeah.
They were all there.
Yeah, exactly. So he called it nice and early. He said, before anyone says anything, before the media get onto this, this is a loop station, because apparently he's been accused of, like, lip syncing and stuff. What he does is stand there with, like, a pedal machine, and he makes all of the sounds just with his guitar.
It's amazing to watch, because he might just do a little beatbox so that he's got a bit of a drum thing going on.
He harmonises with himself.
I know. I've just watched him on YouTube, and he's just amazing to watch.
Yeah, he layered his own sound. Yeah. So that was awesome. But gates opened at 4 o'clock, and Ed Sheeran wasn't on until 8:45. So
what time did you get there?
About 4:30.
Oh, you are brave.
I went with my darling mum.
You didn't have seats.
No, that's why we had to go early.
Oh, you're crazy people.
I know.
Oh, God.
Like, never again will I do a... I'm too old. Mum and I, like, looked at each other and we're like, we're too old to be standing up for this long. My body hurts.
I'd like the record to show that the I'm too old to stand at concerts hit you years before it hit me.
I know.
Foo Fighters for me 2 years ago.
There was these... My mum was like... She was loving it, but there was these young girls that kept, like, trying to, like, push in front of her, and mum was like, oh, hell no.
No, sweetheart.
She's like,
back there.
Honey, I've been here since 4 o'clock sitting in the sun.
Yeah.
My daughter used herself as an umbrella to shade me from the sun, and mum told him to get lost.
Because when she wants to, your mum can have 9 layers of sass on her.
She's a sassy lady, but so sweet. But
do not
cross Di Wheatland.
No.
She will hurt you. She will.
Show was good?
Show was amazing. It was spectacular. And then I sort of knew that it was his second last song, and I was like, let's beat the crowd. Let's leave.
You didn't.
Yeah.
You beat the crowd at a concert?
Yeah. So it was like the second last song, and I was like, Mum, let's go. And then, like, we walked out and we listened to his last song
outside of
the stadium. Oh, I can't even remember.
I've never been more ashamed of you.
Why?
You beat the crowd when your team's losing at footy. Don't beat the crowd at a concert.
My back was hurting. I was standing for too long.
You have just become the old one on our show. Bill is young and hip, and Amber is old.
Guys, I nipped off to Adelaide with my mom. We went and saw Ed Sheeran. But we were there a day early, and the Fringe Festival in Adelaide was on.
So I don't know a lot about the Fringe Festival. It's a lot of stand-up comedy. It's a lot of, like, just various arty sort of performances. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay.
It's on every year, and it goes for about a month.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So there's a lot happening in the city of Adelaide while the Fringe Festival was on. There's lots of, like, light shows and comedy shows and things like that. So our receptionist at the hotel said that we should go check out the Garden of Unearthly Delight.
Okay.
So it's like it's set up on the oval, and there's heaps of different tents, there's bars, there's food. It was awesome.
Sounds fantastic.
Yeah, so we rolled up to the box office, and it was 8:30 when we got there, and so we'd missed all the 8:30 shows.
Oh, okay.
And we wanted to see a show. We're like, why not? Let's have a wine, and then we'll go catch a show. And there was probably only 3 shows left for the 9:30.
Okay.
And one of those was Puppetry of the Penis.
And you thought, you know what'll be a good mother-daughter activity? Seeing 2 grown men do willy tricks.
You know what I thought, though? No, because I said, I was like, ha, we could go see Puppetry of the Penis. And then, like, we laughed. And
then before you knew it, died, bought tickets.
Yeah. No, well, she was like, oh, God, no.
Yeah, that's
and
what
then,
I pictured.
Yeah.
Flustered die.
Yeah, and then, like, we've just decided on something else. I can't even remember. And then she goes, oh, unless you want to see Puppetry of the Penis. Because we could. And I was like, heck, do it for the content.
Yes.
Do it for the radio show.
Good job.
Can I point out that it was not what I expected?
What did you expect?
I thought they were going to do balloon animal tricks with their willies and...
Ooh, I'm glad no one else saw the hand gesture Amber just did. It involved, gentlemen, it involved a knot being tied.
Tie it in a knot. I don't know what and
tied
saying it out loud
knot.
Now, I'm like, yeah, well, that's ridiculous, as if anyone could do that.
Tie it in a... My goodness. And what was it?
It was like...
I know what it was.
Well, they were just, like, kind of grabbing their...
Yeah.
...parts and stretching them.
Yeah. and that's what they do.
Twisting them into shapes and stuff.
Yeah, stop doing that not tying hand gesture. It's making me really uncomfortable.
I fully
uncomfortable.
Thought I was going to see like a balloon animal poodle and stuff. I don't know why I thought that.
Amber, as a young woman living in sin, I feel like you should have figured this out before you got there, that
how
no one's tying knots in anything.
It was, like, you know when you watch a movie with your parents and there's a sex scene in it?
Oh, yeah.
It was an hour of that.
Oh, God.
Just staring straight at two penises next to my mum and uncomfortably giggling. And
I thought I peaked when I was 13 and I went to see Scary Movie with my mother, and that was the most uncomfortable I've ever been. You've topped that with Puppetry of the Penis with your mum, that's for sure. Still happens all too often, Amber. Someone will hear I'm getting married and it'll always be a bloke. Huh, still time to get out. Why are you doing it to yourself? Nyuk, 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 nyuk.
Yeah, hilarity.
It is a bit weird, but I thought I might put Carly to the test because it was revealed last week that the new Avengers Infinity War has been moved up a week. Mm-hmm. So now it is going to be released the day before our wedding.
Pillows, are you kidding?
So I set up a hidden microphone and I thought I would ask my fiancée Carly if I could go see the Avengers either on the day of the wedding or the day before.
Oh, my God.
Have a listen.
Realistically, how busy are we going to be the day before the wedding? Like, we both got the day off.
Yeah. The Friday.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll just be doing checklists and, like, we need to start checklists now, actually.
Okay.
If we have everything near us, like, there's nothing we have to do to travel to get any objects for the wedding doing.
Not that I can think of.
So the day before will be basically having a meeting with the restaurant manager.
But that's during the evening, isn't it?
Yeah, not the day.
Yeah. The reason I ask is because they've brought forward the date that the new Avengers movie's going to be on to the day before our wedding.
Okay.
If I can't go that day, obviously can't go
on the wedding day.
Probably can't go on the wedding day, but that day would be too busy. And the next day we're in the Philippines, and I don't think they're going to have them on the islands we're on.
No.
If we're organised, could we carve out like 2.5 hours? Again, not working. If our checklists are done on the Wednesday. No. Friday. If our checklists are done on the Thursday, we could go on the Friday. If we're organised, we can make that happen, couldn't we?
So, yeah. Yes. Essentially, yes.
Yes, we could. Yes, we could.
Billo, she didn't sound keen. Very supportive. She's being very polite.
Amber,
I know what I would have told you.
Marriage is all about compromise, I'm led to believe. I wanted to go see the Avengers.
Yeah.
And Carly compromised and allowed me to.
Yeah.
See?
Well, it hasn't happened yet.
And that is the reason I'm marrying that girl.
Let's fast forward to the day before the wedding.
I'm not really going to do it.
Oh, good.
We're going to be busy. It's the day before our wedding. Is everyone going to have time to go to the movies?
But Carly, darling, that was very polite.
Isn't she the best?
Bless you.
That's why I'm marrying her.
Sunraysia's Hit 99.5. One hit minute.
Thanks to our good friends at Banjo's Bakery, 9th Street, end of the Langtree Mall, your chance to win.
That's right. Ozzy joins us. How you doing, mate?
Yeah, not too bad. How are you?
Good. Great to have you on the line. We want you to win as much as possible thanks to Banjo's Bakery. So you got 1 minute, 10 questions, $10 per question you get right. You good to go, mate?
Yep, let's do it.
Let's do it. Time will start after asking you the first question. Here we go. The Deputy Prime Minister resigned last week. Who was it?
Tom Detroit.
Correct. On The Simpsons, Ned Flanders has two sons. Name one of them.
Oh no. Can I pass?
You can pass.
Yep, pass.
Currently out of Deakin Cinema, which superhero movie just cracked the top 20 all-time movie earners? Yep, go. Black Panther, correct.
Yep.
Currently sitting at number 5 on the ARIA charts is I Fall Apart. Who sings it?
Post Malone.
Correct. A new Star Wars movie is out in May focusing on a character from the original movie. Who will it focus on?
Darth Vader.
Incorrect, Han Solo. Which Australian state or territory is Talangata in?
New South Wales.
Incorrect, Victoria. Who won the AFL Brownlow Medal in 2017?
Dusty. Man.
Correct. What type of animal is a chameleon?
A lizard.
Correct. On what TV show would you find Big Ted, Little Ted and Jemima?
Play school.
Correct. I'm going to pay it.
Nice.
You have got 6 correct, Ozzy, so you are getting $60 to spend at Banjo's Bakery. Congratulations, mate. We've got the most naughty, we've got the greatest sporty, and we are always, always at 6:40.
Great.
Donald Trump naughty story, Amber.
Wow.
I know.
All right. What's he done this time?
Ah, well, this is more an update on the lawsuit that's going on between porn star Stormy Daniels and President Trump. Now, a few months ago, it was claimed that there was they had had an affair before he was president, but while he was married to Melania Trump.
Yep.
She denied the whole thing. Now she's in court to try to get her non-disclosure agreement because she signed a non-disclosure agreement so that she can actually talk about it. There is lots of legal mumbo-jumbo. I find it odd that everyone's discussing this non-disclosure agreement. So it's sort of like, well,
what's the point?
We all know that this is happening.
Yeah.
Why can't we... Anyway,
just let go of the non-disclosure agreement.
But if you scroll through it, Amber, you discover that there is a line that says something along the lines of intimate pictures.
Okay.
Stormy Daniels allegedly has wiener pics of the President of the United States.
Apologies
to anyone who just threw up in their mouth a little bit.
Yeah, I feel a bit queasy.
Yeah. What are your thoughts? Have you ever seen a dick pic from the president? Any president?
No.
No, me neither.
Oh, God.
No.
I thought you were about to get way more personal than
that. Oh, no.
No.
What, have you ever seen Donald Trump?
Nah, no dick pics from any president.
Do you reckon anyone is going to Pornhub looking for Donald Trump lookalikes?
Who wants to see that?
I don't think Melania does.
Get help.
Yeah.
You do?
So at this point, I just don't know what's going to happen next because Trump is the king of sweeping things under the carpet.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. He always finds a way to make things disappear. Like, there's so many points in his presidency and the lead-up that would have killed any other candidate.
It's like he's got the money and the power and just...
He just keeps...
Makes it happen.
He just ignores reality and has his own, and then that becomes reality. And it's amazing how he does it. So even whatever happens here, I think he's going to be fine because that's just what he does.
Yeah, but you know and I know and Sunraysia now knows that there's dick pics of the president floating around on the internet.
Well, I don't think they're on the internet. I think Stormy Daniels has them.
Maybe they're on her iCloud.
Oh, let's get hacking.
Well, that's today's naughty.
I do not want to see that.
No.
You're listening to the best of Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.